The state of Alaska is teaming up with the federal government to create a new program designed to lure more doctors and other healthcare practitioners to work in Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
Late last month, the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration awarded Alaska a $600,000 one-year grant for a student loan repayment assistance program. The state is matching that $600,000 with funding from the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority and three Alaska community health centers. Robert Sewell is the health program manager for the state section of health planning and systems development. He says the state is facing a significant shortage of healthcare practitioners.
Those healthcare agencies that are called safety net providers, such as the community health centers and many of the tribal entities, have vacancy rates, meaning that they don't have practitioners, at a rate that is higher than many urban areas and many providerships that work with persons who have, for instance, higher income or better insurance. So there is a real urban split.
The state is working out the details of the new Alaska State Loan Repayment Program, and the hope is to start seeing doctors take advantage of the program by December. Sewell says Alaska is behind the curve in regards to programs and incentives to recruit doctors. Alaska currently has 2.06 physicians per 1,000 residents, which is well below the national average of 2.38. The goal of the new program is to fund 23 doctors and other healthcare practitioners by next year. 17 would be stationed in rural areas and 6 in urban areas. Sewell says the goal is to ensure that around 8 of the healthcare practitioners are primary care providers.
Medical doctors, nurse practitioners, physician assistant, or certified midwife. Of the 23, another 6 would be dental. We imagine that there will be 3 dentists and 3 dental hygienists and 9 behavioral health workers.
The way the program works is that practitioners can earn up to $35,000 a year towards their student loans by meeting the program criteria. The program stipulates that the practitioner must work full-time for at least 2 years for an organization that is federally recognized as serving an area or a population with a healthcare shortage. In a press release announcing the program, the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services confirmed that there are stiff penalties for not fulfilling the required commitment. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.